Mohawk Nation News, Mohawk Warrior Society, Handbook on Sovereignty and Survival, Audio, February 1st, 2022. This amazing book contains new oral history by key figures of the Rodisgaragete revival in the 1970s and tells the story of the warriors' famous flag, their armed occupation of Ganyonge in 1974, and the role of their Gayanerit Goa Constitution, the Great Peace, in guiding their commitment to freedom and independence. Story: the first collection of its kind, the Mohawk Warrior Society, A Handbook on Sovereignty and Survival, uncovers a hidden history and paints a bold portrait of the spectacular experience of Ganyonge Haga survival and self-defense. In this anthology, Mohawk warriors tell their own story with their own voices and serve as an example and inspiration for future generations struggling against the environmental, cultural, and social devastation cast upon the modern world. This 320-page book also has a stunning collection of over 40 full-color pages of paintings, artwork, and flyers by Louis Karunhyak Daje Hall. Learn more about the book and contributors below. Pre-order your copy, check out all the rewards, and please consider choosing a donation option or add-on so we can send free copies to the Ganyonge Haga Gatnistonsara Mohawk mothers who are based in Ganawage to get them out into the world. Thanks in advance for your help getting this important book into the world. The first collection of its kind, this anthology by members of the Mohawk Warrior Society uncovers a hidden history and paints a bold portrait of the spectacular experience of Ganyonge Haga survival and self-defense. Providing extensive documentation, context, and analysis, the book features foundational writings by prolific visual artist and polemicist Louis Karunhyak Daje Hall, 1918 to 1993, such as his landmark 1979 pamphlet, The Warrior's Handbook, as well as selections of his pioneering artwork. This book contains new oral history by key figures of the Rodisgaragete revival in the 1970s and tells the story of the warriors' famous flag, their armed occupation of Ganyonge in 1974, and the role of their constitution, the Great Peace, in guiding their commitment to freedom and independence. We hear directly the story of how the Ganyonge Haga Longhouse became one of the most militant resistance groups in North America, gaining international attention with the Oka Crisis of 1990. This auto history of the Rodisgaragete is complemented by a Mohawk history timeline from colonization to the present, a glossary of Mohawk political philosophy, and a new map in the Ganyongeha language. At last, the Mohawk warriors can tell their own story with their own voices and to serve as an example and inspiration for future generations struggling against the environmental, cultural, and social devastation cast upon the modern world. This book is by Louis Karunhyak Daje Hall, Gahandineta Rudiskarewage, Philip Bluin, Matt Peterson, and Malik Razami. Rewards: any backer can add on donation copies to be sent to the Ganyonge Haga Gatnistonsara Mohawk Mothers and or Land Back Water is Life Benefit Bandanas after you choose your reward level. $10 ebook, $25 book and ebook, $50 buy one, donate one, $50 book plus land back benefit bandana, $70, buy one, donate two. $150, Global Indigenous Resistance Combo Pack. $500, everything plus 1 year of books. $25, donation copy. Any backer can add on one or more new Land Back Water is Life benefit bandanas after you choose your main reward. This reversible bandana is a benefit for Resist Line 3 Camp Migizi, a frontline resistance camp of water protectors fighting the Line 3 Enbridge Tar Sands oil pipeline. See info and a detail of the bandana below. $25 Land Back Water is Life benefit bandana. This is a mock-up. Final ink print may be different. See a detail of the bandana below. Praise. Gord Hill, Kwakwaka Walk, author of 500 Years of Indigenous Resistance and the Antifa comic book. While many have heard of AIM and the Red Power movement of the 60s and 70s, most probably do not know the story of the Mohawk warriors and their influence on Indigenous struggles for land and determination, then and now. These include the 1974 Ganyoge Land Reclamation, which still exists today as sovereign Mohawk territory, the 1990 Oka Crisis, an armed standoff that revived the fighting spirit and warrior culture of Indigenous peoples across North America, and the Warrior Unity Flag, a powerful symbol of Indigenous resistance today, commonly seen at blockades and rallies. The Mohawk Warrior Society tells this history in the words of the Mohawks themselves, comprised of interviews with some of the key participants, as well as the Warrior's Handbook and Rebuilding the Iroquois Confederacy, both written by Louis Gunyakdaje Hall, who also designed the Warrior Unity Flag. This book documents the important contributions Mohawk warriors have made to modern Indigenous resistance in North America. Michael Tausek, class of 1933, Emeritus Professor of Anthropology, Columbia University, City of New York. This clear and stimulating book had me on edge from beginning to end. No matter who we are, we can learn from these histories of the Iroquois Confederacy as related by its present-day members, lessons pertaining to non-hierarchical political organization and the care of the land. In the age of Black Lives Matter, this work makes the case for autonomous life spaces free of U.S. or Canadian state control. George Katsiafikas, author of The Subversion of Politics, European Autonomous Social Movements, and the Decolonization of Everyday Life and the Global Imagination of 1968 Revolution and Counter-Revolution. This book is a window into a world seldom glimpsed by Europeans and their settler descendants. Revealed to us is the inner vision of First Nation liberation movements that emerged from forms of government within each group's autonomy and individual freedom have been cherished for thousands of years. Despite inspiring the U.S. Constitution, these confederacies were heavily repressed and forced underground. At the end of the 1960s, the Warrior Society was rekindled by seven original members who vowed to defend their people against state violence, depriving them of their rights. Overnight, they were joined by hundreds throughout Mohawk lands, then thousands all over the Iroquois Confederacy, with supporters from the East Coast to the West Coast in North and South America. The Warrior Society emerged within a broader cultural renaissance that imbued traditional matrilineal cultures with new vitality. As part of the global awakening of the 1960s, they were more popularly rooted than AIM or the Black Panthers. Their great law provides an ecological and democratic framework for peaceful coexistence of all peoples. John Parmenter, Associate Professor of History at Cornell University and author of The Edge of the Woods, Iroquois, 1534 to 1701. This book takes the reader behind the masks of the Mohawk Warrior Society, exploring the deep roots of the controversial indigenous movement that precipitated the 78-day standoff at Oka in 1990, offering unprecedented oral histories, concept glossaries, and transcripts of internal documents. This auto history presents the perspectives of the Rodisganagete in their own words. All readers interested in contemporary indigenous resistance to colonialism will find much of value in this unique compendium that goes beyond the well-known symbols to explain their origins and meaning. Jeffrey Monahan, Criminology and Criminal Justice, Carleton University, co-author of Policing Indigenous Movements, Dissent, and the Security State. The Mohawk Warrior Society is an excellent collection of stories about colonialism and resistance in Turtle Island, a must-read for settler allies seeking to learn and unlearn the histories of colonial violence that structure our contemporary relations. In providing vital histories of state repression and indigenous resilience, the teachings in this volume can inform all contemporary efforts working towards decolonization. Ganahoose Freedom Manual, Indigenous Land Defender, Secwepemc Women Warrior Society, Tiny House Warriors. I've been blessed because I came to know the Unity flag by seeing Oka on TV when I was young. When I got married, they wrapped me with the flag. It has been a part of all the spiritual ceremonies that I went to. It has been present at every blockade. Along with the women's warrior flag, it's a symbol that's embedded in our spirit, and it's always been an inspiration. Louis Hall Ganyoke and the Warrior's Handbook were way ahead of their time, back when people were just starting to fight back, fighting to get their land back. The intention of the Warrior's Handbook and Unity Flag was for all Indigenous nations throughout the hemisphere, and really the whole world, to unite and first and foremost to fight. That's why this book is so important. It's something that Louis Hall has gifted to all Red Nations. Eduardo Cohn, Associate Professor of Anthropology at McGill University and author of How Forests Think. This is a compelling account of the political struggle for the return of Indigenous thought through the words of those Gayanerekgoa Mohawks affiliated with the original 1970s Warrior Society. It offers a trenchant and witty critique of settler colonialism together with a body of teachings aimed at reestablishing balance and harmony. It is for the Ganyoga, Ganyogeha Ganyot Geha, that the indigenous peoples of Turtle Island and all people troubled by the state of our relations to teach other and to the beings of the land that make us as well as those who care for it. About the contributors, Louis Garunya Daje Hall, 1918 to 1993, was a prolific Ganyoge Haga painter and writer from Ganawage, whose work continues to inspire generations of indigenous people today. A man of all trades, Garunhyak Daje worked as a butcher, a carpenter, and a mason. Initially groomed for a life in the priesthood, Garunhyak Daje, on the edge of the sky, began his life as a devout Christian before later turning against what he saw as the fallacies of European religion and deciding to reintegrate himself into the traditional longhouse and help revive the old ways. Appointed as the secretary of the Ganyoge Council Fire, he became a prominent defender of indigenous sovereignty and was instrumental in the reconstitution of the Rodiskaragete Mohawk Warrior Society. His distinctive artwork includes the iconic Unity flag, which still symbolizes indigenous pride across Turtle Island, North America. His legacy as a reviver and innovator of traditional Mohawk culture includes his works, The Warrior's Handbook, 1979, and Rebuilding the Iroquois Confederacy, 1980. Both these texts, which served during their time as a political and cultural call to arms for indigenous communities across Turtle Island, were initially printed by hand and distributed in secret. The Hondineta Rodiskarawage is a Ganyoge Haga from the Bear Clan in Ganawage. Initially working in the fashion industry, Gahandineta went on to play a key role as speaker and writer in the indigenous resistance, a role which she has fulfilled consistently for the last 60 decades. During this time, she witnessed and took part in numerous struggles, including the blockade of the Aguzasne border crossing bridge in 1968. She has published several books, including Mohawk Warriors 3, and has been in charge of running the Mohawk Nation News Service since the Oka crisis in 1990. She now cares for her 20 children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Gahandineta means she who is always at the forefront. Philip Bluen writes, translates, and studies political anthropology and philosophy in Junijuvjagu, Montreal. His current PhD research at McGill University seeks to understand and share the teachings of the Deohade Turo Wampum to build decolonial alliances. He has published essays in Liaisons, Stasis, and an afterword in George Sorrell's Reflections on Violence. Matt Peterson is an organizer at Woodbine, an experimental space in New York City. He is the co-director of The Native and the Refugee, a multimedia documentary project on American Indian reservations and Palestinian refugee camps. Malek Razmani co-directed the research project, The Native and the Refugee, and the feature film Spaces of Exception. He is currently a doctoral candidate in the Department of Social Anthropology and Ethnology at the École des Hautes Études en Sciences Sociales in Paris. Details. The Mohawk Warrior Society, a handbook on sovereignty and survival, editors Louis Garunyak Naje Hall, edited by Gahandineta Rodiskarawage, Philip Bluin, Matt Peterson, and Malik Razamni. Series PM Press, ISBN 978-162-963-9413. Published 05/24/2022, format paperback, size 6x9, pages 320, subjects social science, Native American studies, history, indigenous people of the Americas, political science, colonialism, and post-colonialism. Table of contents, part 1. 1. An introduction to sovereignty and survival. Part 2. An oral history of the warrior society. 1. The Garundage. 2. Gaguirageru. 3. Ganasarago. 4. Aderunhyadago. Part 3. Rekindling resistance. 1. Basic Principles of the Gayanere Goa by Gahandineta, 1997. 2. The Iroquoian Use of Weapon by Aderunhyadago, 1988. 3. I Am a Warrior by Garhillo. Part 4 on Garunyak Daje. 1. Who was Garunyak Daje by Gahandineta? 2. Garunyak Daje Remembered. Part 5. Garunyak Daje's Writings. 1. Ganyoge Manifesto, 1974. 2. Warrior's Handbook, 1979. 3. Rebuilding the Iroquois Confederacy, 1985. Part 6. Appendices. 1. Mohawk Warrior History Timeline. 2. Skwadago Concept Glossary. 3. Place and People's Names. 4. Pronunciation Guide. Detail of the Reversible Benefit Bandana. All proceeds go to Resist Line 3 Camp, Migizi. The bandanas are union made and printed with the text. Water is life, resist all pipelines, land back / burn down settler colonialism. Designed by Mantis, a Diné Two-Spirit tattoo artist living and fighting alongside Migizi on the front lines of Line 3, working towards decolonization and land back BEEE. We think Garunyak Daje Louis Hall would love the words in this song. Louis, Louis, we gotta go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nyawakoa. Zwadeninu, Gigo, Gayatusa. Nyawakoa.